Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning in to Faith-Filled Fridays. Hebrews 11:6 reads, "But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." Good evening. I am Sister Cherie, and this show is being broadcast by Kingdom Builders Development Institute, which airs Faith-Filled Fridays every fourth Friday at the new scheduled time of 5 o'clock p.m., and that is Eastern Time. I would like to open up with a prayer. If we could all come into agreement on this line. We all come in agreement to you, Heavenly Father, the creator of the universe, the creator of all things, heaven and earth. We honor you, Father. We praise your holy name. Lord, you are the master of our souls. Lord, we just humbly come before your throne, wishing for your grace and mercy, which you so willingly give to us undeservingly. But Lord, I thank you for giving it to us anyway. Lord, there's nothing that we deserve, Heavenly Father, that you do not give us freely. And we just give you all honor and thanks for that. Heavenly Father, we just ask you to continue to keep your arms around us. And Lord, during these times that we're living in, Father, we are living in an unexpected time because none of us were thinking that this world was going to be united in this manner of a crisis. But Lord, we honor you and we praise you during this storm, Heavenly Father, because we know it is you that will calm the storm. And we just give you all honor and praise, Lord, because it is your will that will be done. You said in heaven as it is in earth. And Lord, we remember your promises. We remember the rainbow that you've shown us. That is a reminder of your love for us. And we thank you, Lord, for it. Lord, we just praise your holy name. We give you all honor and all praise because you are the master. Amen. And in Jesus' name, we just give thanks and honor to our Father. Now, today is a little bit different because we are going through a bit of a catastrophe. A lot of human beings are losing their lives unexpectedly. A lot of things are being told to us from so many different media platforms, and we're at the point where we don't even know what to believe. But I know I'm going to we're talking to a lot of reporters, and, you know, we're listening to a lot of people give us their opinion on things. And, you know, I just thought that maybe we'd have a nice little conversation with David. Now, David, I believe that he spoke to us before, and he's written to us before, and sometimes we might need to reiterate. And so today, we're just going to have a conversation with a couple of people. We'll talk in and we'll chime in to David. He'll be speaking to us on a couple of occasions. We're going to talk to him first with Psalms 33. Now, what I'm doing is getting this out of the King James Version. David tells us, "Rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is comely for the upright. Praise the Lord with harp, sing unto him with a psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings. Sing unto him a new song, play skillfully with a loud noise. For the word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth. He loveth righteousness and judgment. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the hosts of them by the breath of his mouth. He gathered the waters of the sea together as a heap. He layeth up the depths in storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spake, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. The Lord bringeth the counsel of the heathen to naught. He maketh the devices of the people of none effect. The counsel of the Lord standeth forever. The thoughts of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he has chosen for his own inheritance. The Lord looketh from heaven. He beholdeth all the sons of men. From the place of his habitation, he looketh upon all the inhabitants of the earth. He fashioned their hearts alike. He considereth all their works. There is no king saved by the multitude of an host. A mighty man is not delivered by much strength. An horse is a vain thing for safety, neither shall he deliver any by his great strength. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy, to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. Our soul waiteth for the Lord, for he is our help and our shield. For our heart shall rejoice in him because he has trusted, because we have trusted in his holy name. Let thy mercy, O Lord, be upon us, according as we hope in thee. We just want to say thank you, David, for those words. Because the hearing of the word of God, it's just, it's so pleasant to the bones. Just knowing that we should rejoice in the Lord all the time. Just knowing how blessed we are just to know him. It is an honor to be able to read this holy word. It's ageless. David's not here, but the words that David used, they penetrate your soul. Because the God that he's talking about is the God that we know about. It's the same God, the only true God, the merciful God. And thank you so much, David. Now, David also said a few more things, and I think that we should hear what David has to say again. Now this is Psalms 103. Now, a lot of us church folk, we're very familiar with this psalm. And so we do have to put this in our spirit and keep it in our spirits, because it is very important that we have to digest this word. Like, we'll go to the restaurant and we'll eat and digest the food. But this food right here, this food's not for the body. It's for the spirit, for the soul. So it's not wasted. That's why you should develop this appetite for the word of God. Because during any times of uncertainty that's in the land, God lets you know through his word that he's never left. He's not forsaken us. So we should never be in despair. Now, listen to David in Psalms 103. It reads, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities? Who healeth all thy diseases? Who redeemeth thy life from destruction? Who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies? Who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles? The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. As for man, his days are as grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourisheth. For the wind passes over it, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. The Lord hath prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. Bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye his host, ye ministers of his, that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Praise God. Now, 22 kind of stuck with me a little bit because it said, bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. So let me tell you, that means the whole world, the whole thing. Japan, England, Australia, seems so far away, but guess what? God's hand is on it because it belongs to him. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Who has control of his earth? Who has control of his world that he created? So that leads me to believe that I shouldn't have my faith or my fear in man. My faith and my fear is to God. He is the maker. He is the creator. And I just praise him. I just praise him. Now, there is somebody else that needed to say something on today, and that is a gentleman by the name of Paul. They call Paul an apostle. Now, he did have someone else writing with him, and his name is Timothy. Now this one I think I may read in another version. It is the, I'm going to stick with King James on this. This is the second Thessalonians. It's going to be chapters 1 and 3. Because Second Thessalonians, a lot of people don't read it, but Paul does have something to say. Chapter 1 reads as follows. Paul and Silvanus and Timotheus, unto the church of the Thessalonians, in God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, grace unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is meet, because that your faith groweth exceedingly, and the charity of every one of you all toward each other aboundeth, so that we ourselves glory in you in the churches of God for your patience and faith in all your persecutions and tribulations that ye endure, which is a manifest token of the righteous judgment of God, that ye may be counted worthy of the kingdom of God, for which ye also suffer. Seeing it is a righteous thing with God to recompense tribulation to them that trouble you, and to you who are troubled, rest with us, when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels. In flaming fire take vengeance on them that know not God, and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power, when he shall come to be glorified in his saints and be admired in all them that believe, because our testimony among you was believed in that day. Wherefore also we pray always for you, that our God would count you worthy of this calling and fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness and the work of faith with power, that the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you and ye in him, according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things? And now ye know that which holdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let, until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. But we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the spirit and belief of the truth, whereunto he called you by our gospel to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which ye have been taught, whether by word or our epistle. Now our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God, even our Father which hath loved us and hath given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work. Finally, brethren, pray for us, that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified even as it is with you, and that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men, for all men have not faith. But the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. And we have confidence in the Lord touching you, that ye both do and will do the things which we command you. And the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God and into the patient waiting for Christ. Now we command you, brethren, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye withdraw yourselves from every brother that walketh disorderly and not after the tradition which he received of us. For yourselves know how ye ought to follow us, for we behaved not ourselves disorderly among you, neither did we eat any man's bread for naught, but wrought with labor and travail night and day, that we might not be chargeable to any of you. Not because we have not power, but to take ourselves an example unto you to follow us. For even when we were with you, this we commanded you, that if any would not work, neither should he eat. For we hear that there are some which walk among you disorderly, working not at all, but are busybodies. Now them that are such we command and exhort by our Lord Jesus Christ, that with quietness they work and eat their own bread. But ye, brethren, be not weary in well doing. And if any man obey not our word by this epistle, note that man, and have no company with him, that he may be ashamed. Yet count him not as an enemy, but admonish him as a brother. Now the Lord of peace himself give you peace always by all means. The Lord be with you all. The salutation of Paul with mine own hand, which is the token in every epistle. So I write to the grace of our Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, be with you all. Amen. Now that was the entirety of 2 Thessalonians 1 and 3, where Paul was talking to us. Now I am going to have to depart at this time, but I do always wish to offer a prayer of salvation, because you never know who's on the line. And if you believe in our Lord Jesus Christ and you want him to come into your heart and be with you always, because he'll never leave you or forsake you, just pray this simple prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn away from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. It's not hard to open your heart to the Lord. He's waiting. He's at the door knocking for you. All you got to do is answer. And you just study his word so that you can get to know him. Because he's there. And you just find yourself a Bible-believing church and get in there and fellowship among the saints. Well, this is Sister Cherie signing off. It was my pleasure coming to you today. And I hope that we are stronger in the Lord and that we will go through these times trusting and believing in our Father. Amen. And glory to God. Peace be with you all.
If it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, I don't know where I would be. Fellowship, let's go.
My testimony.
Blog Talk Radio.
amen to those that are still on the line. Get ready for our next broadcast.
Take my
Good evening, Radio Land. Hallelujah. This is KBI Internet Radio. We thank God for you tuning in on this evening to listen. Hallelujah. God has something awesome in store for us. Glory be to God. And we shall thank him. We thank and praise God for everyone that's listening right now that had a heart to tune in. And I'm hoping that you can hear me clear tonight. But God is good. Before I start the lesson on tonight, I would like to give some announcements. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And we thank God for Kingdom Building International, which is ran by Prophetess Teresa Docks, amen, and her church is Northland Drive in Southfield, Michigan, Suite 369. Her service of time is 11 o'clock a.m. Amen, amen. And then the other announcement is that if you would like to call in or send in a prayer request, the prayer line is open Monday through Friday at 5 a.m. Central Time and 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Now, if you have a pen, you can jot down this number for the prayer line. It's area code 218-895-0280. And the code access number is 772-937. Amen. Amen. Now, if you are a believer that God is calling you to this ministry and you do not know what to do next, give us a call.
and watch God work. Acts 6 and 4 said, but we will give ourselves continuously to prayer and to the ministry of the word. Get training to manifest. For more information, call area code 313-583-9739. Amen, amen. Now, Kingdom Builder has a date coming up. It's called Glory Carries with the Mind of Christ. Save this date. Registration is required. Plan to come and join us. You will be blessed. Your life shall be changed forever. It is May the 12th through the 15th. You can register on evenbright.com. Any question? Again, the number is 313-583-9739. Or you can email us at conference2016 at kingdombuilderplaza.com. May 13th, amen, it's going to be a fun time, 2016, at 6 p.m., our annual prophetic dinner theater, The Promise. Amen, amen. You will absolutely do what you need to do there. God is good. Now, save that date, May the 12th through the 15th. Amen, amen. This is the ninth year, I believe, International Ninth Annual. Amen. And once again, it's entitled, Glory Carries with the Mind of Christ. Save that day. Amen. Amen. Now, we're going to get in with the lesson. Hallelujah. This is Pastor Donna. Amen. Well, Pastor Donna Kibble. Amen. And Walking in Authority. That would be the name for this program, Walking in Authority. Amen. And I thank God for the prophet, amen, for allowing me and giving me this opportunity to come before you, Prophetess Doc, amen. And also my good friend, Prophetess Hannah, amen, amen. God is good. But I thank God, and I just wanted to give a shout out to my overseer, chief apostle, amen, Tyrone Pulliam, who I am right up under, amen. God is real good to me, amen, with Warfare International Ministry, amen, amen, amen. I will be running the Women of Zion, Walking in Authority Women's Ministry, amen, amen. But tonight, I'm just going with a short scripture. We're going to come from Psalms 91. Amen. Amen. Now get your pencil out. Get your pens. Amen. Get your notebook. And write some things down because you might want to ask some questions or you might just want to talk. Amen. Or just tell me how much you enjoyed the lesson of tonight. Now, you can read along with me. We're going to start at Psalms 91, verse 1 through 7. Amen. Amen. And we can read together. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snares of the foyer and from the noisome pestilence. Number 4 says, verse 4, He shall cover thee and with His feather, and under His wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. Verse 5, thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that fly by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasted at noonday. But verse 7 said, but 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Amen.
Amen. But what we really going to focus on is the first verse. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And if I would give a little text on tonight, amen, a topic, I would say, where is your secret place? Hallelujah. Now we know with this passage of scripture, what we talked about, David. David said, he that dwelleth in a secret place, dwelleth. When you dwell somewhere, you live in there. You stay in there. That's a permanent address for you. A place where you stay. Amen. But it said, dwelling in a secret place. A secret place. Sometimes we have to have a secret place in order to get something that we need from God. Amen. Amen. A secret place. A place of hiding. Hallelujah. A place where nobody really knows where you at. When we was little, my secret place was in my room. And I would get up under my cover. Hallelujah. And I said, Lord, if I'm up under this cover, this can protect me. Amen. From the dreams I used to have. Hallelujah. Oh, you would watch something scary and you'd be scared to go to bed. So you put them covers over your head and you say, hey, that's my secret place. But how many know that we need to have a secret place in God? Amen. Amen. God is calling us at this time to say, he said, come, my children, come, my children. He said, talk to me. I need you to talk to me right now. And I'm saying, God, I need your help. How many need God's help tonight? We can't do this on our own. You can't make it by yourself. Hallelujah. You can't say, I can do this. But you know what? Some of us like to do things by ourselves. Now it said, a secret place is a place of hiding. A secret place is where no one else knows where it's at. Hallelujah. 1 Samuel 19:2, when we talked about Jonathan, when Jonathan went and sought out David, and he said, David, now I'm paraphrasing it now. He said, David, you know, man, my father is looking for you, and he's seeking you out to kill you. But what did he tell? See, what did he tell David? He said, David, he said, I pray thee, take heed to thyself until the morning. In other words, go somewhere and hide. He said, and abide in a secret place and hide thyself. He did not want his father to kill him. He loved David. They was like brothers. Hallelujah. And he did not want his father. So he went and sought out and he said, David, you get to that secret place. You get to that hiding place where nothing can come in. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Nothing can come in. So we thank God. We thank God for that. And then it said, I will say he is my refuge and my fortress. In God, in him will I trust. Refuge said, my shelter. My protection. From danger and trouble. That's what God's saying he is. He said, I'm your protector. Hallelujah. I'm a security blanket for you. Glory be to God. He said, I will hide you. I don't know about you, but I feel the Holy Ghost. He said, I will hide you to keep you from all harm. Amen. Amen. It said, my God, in him will I trust. Amen. We can trust man all day. But men will turn around and fail us. But God said, put all your trust in him. For he what? He cares for you. Hallelujah. He's a protector. Oh, he's a way maker. He's a healer. Hallelujah. He will not let nothing come in. Glory be to God. He's so wide, you all, that we can't go around him. Hallelujah. He sits so high that we can't go over him. Hallelujah. He's so low that you can't go under him. Oh, glory be to God. But the Bible said, but you must come in at the door. That means any other way we try to slip through something, the Bible said we'd be like a thief and a robber. Hallelujah. I don't want to be no thief. Whoa, I want when I call on Jesus, God going to come in. And like when we was little, we watched Mighty Mouse, and he said, Mighty Mouse, he came in. Here I come to save the day. Hallelujah. Well, what is that? Mighty Mouse is on this way. Man, God is like Mighty Mouse, honey. He came on in, and he will keep us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Number three says, surely he shall deliver thee from the snares of the foyer. Glory be to God. The foyer, them big hunting birds, hallelujah, that wants to come after you. He said, I shall deliver thee from the snare. Every trap that the enemy had put out, God said he covered it with the blood. Hallelujah. He said, I'm going to keep you from it and from the noisome pestilence. You know what that is? Deadly diseases that we come up with. That's something that is harmful or evil that want to attack us. Whoa, my God, that's a plague or a sickness. Them rashes, I mean, stuff that comes up against us. AIDS, psoriasis, high blood pressure, glory be to God. Congested heart failure, glory be to God. Oh, my God, aneurysm. Don't tell me God can't keep us. Amen. And it said the noisome pestilence, the evilness that tried to harm us and come up against us. But how many know that the Bible said no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rise up against us in what? Judgment, it shall be condemned. Whoa, what a mighty God we say. He said he will cover us. Glory be to God. Cover us. Oh, my God. And the covering, he put his blood covering sheet. His blood covering sheet over us to protect us. We lay down at night and wonder how we slept so still. We lay down when all hell has broke loose all around us. But yet, when we close our eyes, God put that shield of protection over us. Amen. Amen. And it says, number four, he shall cover thee with his feather, and under his wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. Amen, amen. I mean, who do you know that can keep us like that? Nobody. Nobody can keep us. And it says, Psalm 36, how excellent is thy loving kindness, O God. It said, therefore, the children of men put their trust under the shadow of his wings. Amen, amen. Amen, amen. And when we do that, we're telling God, we're saying, we trust you, God. We're telling you, we're going to delight ourselves in you, Lord. Whoa, my God. And it said, if we delight ourselves in you, he should give you the desires of our heart. If we commit our ways unto the Lord, whoa, my God, and trust in him, he shall bring it to pass. But listen to this. It said, and he shall bring forth thy righteousness. Glory be to God. As the light and thy judgment as the noonday. For God said, he is the light of the world. He is the light. Hallelujah. It's just like right now when God made the heavens and the earth, and it was non and void. Hallelujah. It was just darkness. And God said, he said, let there be light. And when he said it, light is still existing right now because it's going on and on and on and on and on. And I believe because in darkness, it lurks anything. Hallelujah. Darkness lurks unwanted stuff. Things that's lurking, trying to get us and take us off the path where God is taking us to. But God said, I'm going to give him some light. We must walk in the light. Hallelujah. Because when I was little, I was scared of the dark. I cried, so I was a big baby. But as long as the light stayed on in my room, I was protected. That's how God's saying, walk in the light. Walk in the light. As long as we walk in the light, we protected. We protected by God. Hallelujah. We can know for assurance God got me. Hallelujah. But it's saying, then go down to number 5. Thou shalt not, listen what I just said, be afraid for the terror by night, nor the arrow that fly by day. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We don't have to be afraid because God got us. Psalm 27, 27:1 says, the Lord is my light. Did you get this? The Lord is my light. And what? My salvation. Whom shall I fear? I feel the Holy Ghost. The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Now, number 2 says, listen, when the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat of my flesh, what did they do? The Bible said they stumble and fell. Hallelujah. But number 4 said, but one thing I have desired of the Lord, that I will what? Seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. But listen to number 5 said, for in a time of what? Trouble. Underline that. In a time of trouble, he shall what? Hide me. Circle, hide me in his pavilion. That means his secret place. Glory be to God. That means his protecting place. Hallelujah. He will hide me. That's what God is saying right now. Where's your secret place? What secret place are you going to that's not like God? Where are you winding up and you thinking that nobody knows? Hallelujah. Where are you going that you think your wife or your husband will not find out? Hallelujah. What secret place that you already got in your mind and set up tonight, what you going to do? Hallelujah. But one thing I can tell you, God knows all things. And all in every language, in every book, is all. A-L-L. God knows what we thought. God knows what we're thinking. God knows who you're going to hurt. God knows where you're going to go. Hallelujah. We tend to put our cares and things that's not like God. Do you hear me here? Hallelujah. We put, and men just run all over. Hallelujah. And the men put their trust in the women and they just run all over. We put our trust in so many things, but God said, put your trust in me. Hallelujah. He's our secret place. We need to find a secret place where we can go to. Hallelujah. Where we can call on the name of Jesus. We won't be disturbed because some of us need some breakthroughs. So we need to get on our face in our secret place and go hide ourselves. Look what Hannah did. Hannah went to the temple in Shiloh. Hallelujah. Hannah knew that she couldn't bore no children. Hallelujah. But the other wife and the husband, they ridiculed her. They laughed at her. They said, oh, you know what? Back then they used to say when we was barren and we couldn't bear no children, they would say we was half of a woman. Who knows that the God that we serve can change things if you get into that secret place. Hannah went to the temple. She was praying so that I could see her lips trembling. She was trembling so that her lips was moving. And the priest Eli, he thought she was drunk. What'd she tell him? She said, no, I'm not drunk. With wine. Oh, my God. She said, I'm praying so, my God, that the pain was so deep in her that it moved her lips. That's some type of power, wasn't it? You talking about a prayer. Have we prayed like that lately? Have we prayed where it moved God? It not just moved God, but it moved the priest Eli. Eli told her, he said, get up. He said, go in peace. And he said, the God that you pray to will answer you. I don't know about you all, but I feel the Holy Ghost here. That's what God wants. He said, come to me. He said, come. I'm your protector. I can shield you. I'm your helper. Glory be to God. You know, back then, the song you said, I'm your puppet. I know some of y'all old school. I guess I'm telling my age. But you know what? Whoa, they thought they had it out there. But the God I serve, oh, my God, he's the answer to everything. We need to know. Whoa, because Psalms 27, it says, the one thing that I desire of the Lord, that I will seek after him, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold what? The beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. For it said, in a time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. And in that secret place, that secret place, where your secret place? Ask yourself. And if you don't have one, get one. If it's your bathroom, you go into your bathroom and you cry till you get an answer. Is this your basement? You go into your basement and you cry out until you get out. If it's your car, then you get in your car and you cry out. No, you got shot. Woo! Until God answers you. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And he said, all these things shall be added. God said, come on. Come on to that secret place. Come on and seek me some more. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jeremiah got so upset because he said the people were stiff-necked. Oh, they didn't want to listen. They was rebellious. And God said, come on back down to the potter house, Jeremiah. He said, come on back to the secret place. I need to mold you some more. Hallelujah. I need to fill you some more. I need to remove some bitterness some more. I need to remove some hatred some more. He didn't want God to bless because he said, oh, no, God, you ain't got, they ain't even repented. Whoa, but God said, he said, come on back down here to the pot house. Let me mold you and shake you some more, Jeremiah. Hallelujah. How many of us that God is calling to come on back? He said, come on back. Where the table is spread and the feast, oh, I feel the Holy Ghost, and the feast of the Lord is going on. Hallelujah. Let's get this feast coming back. Let's get it going how God is saying this is what we have to do. Let's call on him so he can answer us. Let's put aside every weight and every sin easily beset us and let us run this race. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Then the Bible says that this race wasn't given to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, but the one that endures. Hallelujah. This is a constant living every day. Constant living. Constant checking up ourselves. Constant saying, God, for Christ I live and for Christ I die. That's what God is saying. He said, all right, Donna, I got you. I remember, Lord have mercy, that I was going through so bad with my marriage. But God is good. And I got so mad that I told God, I ain't praying no more. I don't even care what they do. I just don't care. I'm not going to pray. And God told me one day, he said, Donna, you got my hands tied. He said, if you don't pray, I can't move. God wants to move for us right now. He wants to release some things, but we had got stiff-necked and mad, woo, self-righteous, prideful sinners. And I remember I told God, I said, if you the God that everybody else telling me you are, I said, then I need you to move for me. And I remember falling asleep, hallelujah, on the floor, on my knees, by the bed. Sometimes we got to go back to the old lemma. You know, I stand up, I walk with God, I talk with him. But sometimes when I really need something and to go back into that secret place, I'm stretched out on the floor. Hallelujah. Or I'm kneeling. Whoa, saying, God, help me, Lord. But I thank God because he said, dwell it in a secret place. Whoa, he said, come on, come on. I got you now. I got you. I got you. What's the footprints that said when you seen the one set of prints? He said, that was when I was carrying you. You was no more walking by yourself. He said, but I picked you up. Hallelujah. And I carried you. Isn't God good? God is good. He is so good. And you know what? Prayer changes things. prayer can go in the places that we can't go. You know that you need to go to your secret place and pray for your brother or your sister, and they out of town somewhere. But, oh, God, and when you see them again, you know that God had hurt you. You know that God had hurt your prayer. Glory be to God. Sometimes this is what we got to do. Well, when we get into that secret place, and you know that God has been your protector, and you know that he got you, oh, my God, and you know that you have went in uncharted territory, and you came out, then you know that was God. Sometimes we got to dance like nobody is watching us, like we all on that church floor by yourself. Sometimes you got to love like you never been hurt. Because God loves everything. Amen. Amen. Sometimes we got to push like we never been poor. Listen to this and laugh like we never cried. What the Shunammite woman said? She said as well. Her child was dead. They said everything okay. She said all is well. All is well. And I can imagine she said it with a smile. Hallelujah. We got to gain things like we never lost it. We got to witness like we never been wicked. Oh, my God. Glory be to God. We got to testify like we never been tried. Glory be to God. I'm talking about that secret place. I'm talking about reaping benefits. With God. I'm talking about hanging on to God's unchanging hand. The song said, I can see clearly now the rain is gone. I can see all in my way. Hallelujah. Gone are the dark clouds that had me blind. But it's going to be a bright, bright, bright sunshining day. And what it says, I think I can make it now. Wow, the pain is gone. All the bad feelings have disappeared. Here is the rainbow that I've been praying for. It's going to be a bright, bright, bright sunshining day. Hallelujah. Don't tell me that God is lost. Don't tell me that God don't hear our prayer. Glory be to God. He will let us be pulled out of the secret places that had us bound. Glory be to God. God can do it. He can do it. Matter of fact, he's doing it right now. Hallelujah. He's sitting up saying, here I am, here I am. Glory be to God. And we thank God. We thank God for what he is. We thank God for moving. We thank God for knowing that we got a secret place that we can go to. And nobody can hear what we got to say to God. Nobody can take it back and ridicule us. Nobody can take it back and go tell somebody our secret. Whoa, glory be to God. Because you went to that secret place. Whoa, God's not going to tell it. He's a gentleman. Thank you, Jesus. That's what God is showing us. He said, I'm your protector. I'm going to keep you. Whoa, my God, I won't let nobody do what they say they want to do. God is here. Keep us from unseen as well as seen, as well as seeing danger. He's a good God, isn't he? I truly thank God. I thank God for this lesson. Hallelujah. And I hope that you got something out of it. Glory be to God. Because the song, the title said, I'm walking in authority. We can walk in authority when we've been to that secret place with God. Whoa. And the song said, living life like I ought to be. Whoa. Because if God said the cattle on a thousand hills belong to him, then we can walk in authority. We can walk in. He said, I come that we may have what? Life. That's it. And life what? More abundantly. We can reap the abundance. We can reap the benefits when we go to that secret place. And that secret place, God will talk to us. He will walk with us. He will dry our tears, tell us some things. He will give us his plan. For he said, I know the plan that I have for you. The plan is good and it's not of evil. And it will take you to expect it in. He's a good God, isn't he? It's time to start reaping some benefits. It's time to start letting go and get to that secret place. It's time to quit thinking your own thoughts. It's time to lay aside every weight and sin that so easily beset us. Oh, yes, it is. Oh, yes, it is. It's time to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Amen, amen. Oh, yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. The apostle taught last night. He taught finishing anointing. It's time to start finishing some things and walking in the anointing that God has set up for us right now. Hallelujah. And you know what? You can do it. You can do it. Hallelujah. You know, during Christmas time, and they show Santa Claus, and he said, put one foot in front of the other. That's all we have to do. And start putting one foot in front of the other and walk this thing out. Hallelujah. I'm like when I was a kid. Whoa, we did Little Sally Walker. Little Sally Walker said, rise, Sally, rise. Wipe your weeping eye. Put your hands on your hip and let your backbone slip. You know what? That's what we have to start doing. Wipe your weeping eyes, baby. Rise up. It's time to rise up. It's time to put your hands on your hip and let your backbone slip. It's time now. Because God is calling us at this point of time, right now. God is calling us. But I thank God right now. Hallelujah, for he is good. He is good. Well, in his mercy, it endures forever. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I thank God for this lesson. Again, I thank God for the opportunity that God has given me. Amen. And there might be some people out there that don't know God. Glory be to God. But say, God, I want to know you. Glory be to God. I want you to meet me at the secret place. If you do, just repeat after me. Little simple prayer. We ain't got to do all this drag out. But say, dear Lord, I admit that I am a sinner. I have done many things. I have done many things that I did. And I have done things that did not please you. I have lived my life. Come on. It's okay. I have lived my life for myself. And I'm sorry. And I repent, God. I ask you to forgive me. I believe that you died on the cross for me to save me. Whoa, you did what I could not do for myself. I come to you now, this day, this hour, and ask you to take control of my life. I give it to you. Whoa, help me to live every day in the way that is pleasing unto you. I love you. Hallelujah. I love you, God. I love you. Now, if you have said that, and then so now we thank God and we clap and clap for him, clap for him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we're thanking God that they have came over. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. The Bible said when one come in that the angels are rejoicing and happy. Glory be to God. So I tell you what, find you a church home where the fivefold ministry, glory be to God, that the apostolic anointing is flowing there. Glory be to God. But they can lay hands on you. Glory be to God. That God will deliver you. Whoa, my God, my God, my God. Whoa, some people just need somebody to talk in their spirit. Some people just need to be released right now. But we thanking God and we pray now in Jesus' name that you will find that church. And not just find it, but you will grow in it. And that God will anoint you to move in that ministry. Glory be to God. So I thank you right now. I feel the Holy Ghost. I don't know about you all out there, but I feel the Holy Ghost. Glory be to God. But I'm going to open up the lines. Amen. And if you just want to express something or you want to say that you enjoy the Bible class on tonight and teaching, or if you need to ask a question, praise God, because I know there should be some scholars on the line that if I can't answer, somebody can tonight. Glory be to God. But I thank God. But I'm going to open up the lines tonight, and if there's anybody out there would like to express something, you may do it at this time.
Praise the Lord.
Well, praise the Lord.
Pastor Fuller and Pastor Kibble, I'm here leaping. I'm here leaping in my study here. I tell you, I felt the power of the Lord as you ministered from the Word of God, and I'm pretty sure that our listeners were blessed as well. And you know, when you go to class, you take notes. So I was in class tonight as you were teaching.
Amen.
Yeah, I like what you said. You said love like you never been hurt. Praise the Lord. That gain like you never lost.
Yeah.
Testify like you never been tried.
Amen.
And you said time to start reaping some benefits. I tell you, woman of God. God bless you. I enjoyed you.
Well, thank you, Apostle. Oh, I love you, and I thank you. I just thank you so much. Oh, my God. Thank you for listening again to Apostle. Hey, amen. What was it? Is there anybody else on the line?
Praise the Lord.
Well, praise the Lord. God bless you.
God bless you, woman of God. This is Prophet Steffi. That was awesome. That blessed my soul.
Amen.
I tell you, it's nothing like hearing the Word of God to replenish, to nourish our spirit, our soul. This encouraged me. This uplifted me. And I'm knowing that this, what you said, that we have to be the light. And the only way we can be the light is being a secret place. Because right now, we in the world is so much darkness, and we have the hope of Christ Jesus, which is the light. So it has encouraged me to just keep going forward and seeking God even deeper and higher and to be and to live, not to visit, but to live in the secret place. God bless you, woman of God. I love you, and I loved it, and it blessed my soul.
Well, thank you, woman of God. Prophetess, thank you so much. This is really encouraging to know that the people out in internet radio land is listening. Amen. And they tuning in. God is a good God. So those that's on the line or on a computer and they would like to call in, 661 949-9911. If you have anything that you would like to say, I will surely appreciate it. So God bless you. God bless you. I'm going to call out the number again, 661-449-9911. Amen. So would there be anyone else on the line?
Bless you, Pastor Kibble. This is Lady Rosalind Morris. I just want
well,
to say that I just want to say that I enjoyed the word on tonight. It was just a blessing just to hear, to reiterate how daily we have to take inventory, and it's our ultimate goal to be transformed into what Christ wants us to be. And really what stood out was even Apostle Pullum has already said it, but you have to love as if you've never been hurt. And
Amen.
That's what the Lord is calling for. You have to forget what has happened, and you have to come to a place and do it God's way. So it's just a whole lot. And I really liked when you steadily dwelled upon finding that secret place. Because when we go into that secret place, God will do and he will be all that we need him to be if we come and we open ourselves up and we submit and we stay until we receive. So it was just a blessing to hear that, just a whole lot. I'm going to end on that, but I was blessed by the word on tonight.
Well, thank you so much, woman of God. Oh, God, and I'm just appreciative that you had clocked in. That's the way I'm going to put it, that you clocked in on this tonight. And it is really encouraging to know that people out there will call in and just listen and give you a feedback. Because you know what? We all help us one to another. So God bless you, woman of God. I love you. Hope to meet you too.
Kudos goes to Apostle Paul. I saw it on his page. He was telling us to tune in tonight. So other than that, I wouldn't have known it. So he promoted it.
All right, now that's what I'm talking about. Whoa! This is networking. Woman of God, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. You continue to be blessed tonight. And remember, stay in that secret place. Amen. Amen. So
Amen.
Is there anyone else on the line who would like to say, now, if you would like to get in touch with me, amen. You can also get in touch with me through my apostle.
Mm-hmm.
He's all over Facebook. Amen. And I also have email. My email is dkministry2016@gmail.com. Amen. It's dkministries. MINISTRIES 2016@gmail.com. Amen. Amen. Now, I don't want to close out, and somebody else is on the line that would like to express something. Amen.
Hi, Pastor Donna.
Hi. God bless you.
This is Joanne Stiffick.
God bless you, woman of God. My beautiful.
Yes, it was a word. It really blessed me this evening. I'm so glad I tuned in. Thank you so much for sending the message asking me to join in, because it was an on-time word. Thank you so much, and God continues to bless you, woman of God.
Thank you, and I receive it. Thank you. Give yourself a big old hug for me. Amen. All right, then. Okay. Thank you again. Amen.
You're welcome.
Amen. Well, don't want to hang up. Is somebody still calling on the line? Amen. Amen. The number,
is 661-449-9911. Amen, amen. But we thank God again for Kingdom KBI Internet Radio. Amen. I really thank God, and I thank God again for Prophetess Theresa Dot. Amen, Pastor. Amen, of Kingdom Builder International, where her church is in Southfield, Michigan. Amen, amen. And they have a prophetic conference. This is their ninth year coming up, and it's on May the 12th, amen, through the 15th, amen. And if you register, because they really want everybody to register, evenbright.com, any questions that you have that you would like to call and see about the hotel and rooms and what's the festivities that will be for Wednesday, no, I think it's Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and even also resuming on Sunday, amen, you can call 313-583-9739, or you can email them at conference2016@kingdombuilderplaza.com. Amen. But amen. Well, before we go, I would just like to thank again everybody that has tuned in. Amen. On tonight, I thank and praise God for I believe how the word went out on the airway on tonight. And I'm so encouraged. God is a good God. Now, before I go, it's 7:59. Did I have anybody else that would like to express something on tonight? Amen. Amen. Well, I thank and praise God for you all tuning in. And guess what? I will do this once a month, every second Tuesday. Yay! Just throw your hand up one time for me. Thank you. Amen. In Jesus' name. So every second Tuesday of the month, the program is called Walking in Authority. Amen. So I am your host, and I will be your host, Pastor Donna. Thank you so much. Remember to send up a prayer for me. Amen. And before I go, remember, get into that secret place. Once we're in that secret place, God will make everything all right. Amen. Amen. Well, God bless you all. I enjoyed you, and I will listen and stay tuned. Like I said, same bat time, same bat station. Amen. Love you all. God bless you. Bye-bye.
You met me deep in my despair to show me you would never leave me there. You claimed because I was made for so much more. I am your child, and I'm worth fighting for. Oh, heavy with the weight of my mistakes, you carried me and refuse to let me sink under the pressure you meant for me to soar. I am your child, and I'm worth fighting for. Eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard all you have planned for me, and nothing can separate me from your love. There's so much more still worth fighting for. Now I'm moving by faith and not by sight towards victory by the power.